Here's today's God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp.
Are you praying for your marriage to be rebuilt, restored on the solid rock of Jesus Christ? Do people ask you, what about your spouse's free will? I'm Charlene Steinkamp. That was such a common question people would ask me years ago as I was praying and standing for our marriage to be restored by the power of our Lord God. Bob and I have been remarried and have a marriage ministry which allows us to do a daily devotional to hurting spouses praying for their marriage. Each Monday in our daily devotional, Charlene Cares, we have a stander write what they have learned through standing for the healing of their marriage. Today I want to share some thoughts and scriptures that Terry wrote to us from Minnesota about the will of God versus the will of man. Terry writes, "Soon after my husband left me, God turned my heart to him. Through reading his word, my hope and faith increased. God began to show me that all things are possible through him. I started praying for my husband and my marriage. Before I ever heard the terms stand in the gap and stand for your marriage, God was calling me to do just that. I truly believe that God was able to heal my marriage. However, the enemy delighted in placing some stumbling blocks in my way. They came through things I read or through well-intentioned comments from family and friends. The one most frequently used was, your husband has his own free will, and even if you pray, he ultimately will choose what he wants to do. How cunning the enemy is. Satan tells us that it doesn't matter what you pray because man can choose what he wants, but God tells us to have faith and believe and to pray without ceasing. What freedom I felt when I finally realized that yes, man does have his free will, but God will stop at nothing to bring it into alignment with his will." In Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9, we read, "We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps." Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21 reads, "You can make many plans, but the Lord's purpose will prevail." In Proverbs chapter 20, verse 24, "How can we understand the road we travel? It is the Lord who directs our steps." In Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23, we read, "I know, Lord, that a person's life is not his own. No one is able to plan his own course." Praise God for his faithfulness. He showed me in his word that he has many ways of changing the hearts of men and redirecting their paths. Yes, man can choose, but God is sovereign in his perfect plan. If he calls us to pray, then believe that he is the God of the impossible and can change the heart of even the hardest of men. Throughout Scripture, you will find many examples of God turning the hearts of kings and men. How is this done? Through the work of the Holy Spirit. In Jeremiah chapter 24, verse 7, we read, "I will give them hearts that will recognize me as the Lord. They will be my people, and I will be their God, for they will return to me wholeheartedly." In Ezekiel chapter 36, we read, "And I will give you a new heart, and with new and right desires, and I will put a new spirit in you. I will take out your stony heart of sin, and give you a new obedient heart, and I will put my spirit in you, so you will obey my laws and do whatever I command." Whenever the enemy comes against you with lies and tries to convince you that your prayers do not matter because your spouse is choosing to go his or her own way, remember the word of God. God has called us to stand and pray for our spouse. He is faithful and his word is true. He is the only one who will change their hearts and place his spirit in them. Continue to stand and pray because even though man might make his plans, God directs his steps as God heals hurting marriages.
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp. You can write the Steinkamps at P.O. Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33061. The Steinkamps also invite you to visit their website at rejoiceministries.org.